Certainly sounding lively there. At this moment, we're going to shift a bit and turn to Afghan troop levels. It seems to be a developing story this morning and a sign of acknowledging that the failings of NATO and American-led operations in Afghanistan are not working. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is endorsing a $20 billion plan to increase the size of the Afghan army by about 50,000 troops. The plan will also restructure the military command of American and NATO forces to respond to the growing threat of the Taliban that we've been reporting over the last couple of weeks and months. We're joined now by Tom Shanker, who's covering the story for the New York Times. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for asking me.
Tom, does this really indicate that perhaps there's a loss of faith in NATO and American forces to combat the Taliban?
Well, without a doubt, these decisions are a recognition that the mission is not going well. There's a serious Taliban resurgence. The casualties are up. The violence is way up. And while Secretary Gates and all the commanders on the ground agree more troops would be helpful, American military is just stretched in Iraq right now. A couple of brigades might be free by next year, Secretary Gates has said. But in the interim, this is a rather significant pair of steps that could begin increasing troops on the ground by growing the Afghan military and also adding efficiency to the entire operation by putting what had been separate command, the NATO mission and the U.S. mission, under one four-star officer. And they're hoping that unity of command will lead to a more streamlined and more efficient use of the troops that are on the ground today.
Let's talk about the $20 billion program to increase the size of the Afghan army. The bottom line is there's been tremendous criticism over the years about the ability to train Afghan forces and how quickly that can happen. How would that work, and how quickly would they expect those 50,000 troops to be able to get on the ground and help?
Well, right now the Afghan National Army is about 63,000. That's the group we're talking about. Just for your listeners to know, there's about that same number of Afghan police, but we're talking about the army forces here at 60,000. The goal now is to grow that to 122,000 over 5 years. Before this decision, it was a proposal by the Afghan government that's been endorsed by Secretary Gates. The goal had been just to grow to 80,000. Everybody agrees that the only solution long-term for Afghanistan, just like in Iraq, is to have the local population do their own security. So this is clearly a recognition that the program hadn't been going fast enough, hadn't been going well enough. They're hoping that an infusion of money, international support, more trainers and equipment can get more Afghans trained to a professional level and a decision to this really significant expansion over 5 years.
Where does the $20 billion come from? Who's going to pay for that?
Sure. Obviously, the Afghan government can announce a growth of its army of any size it wants. It's a sovereign government, to say the least. But the reason that Mr. Gates's endorsement is so important, this simply couldn't happen without American financial support and political support. The goal now of the Bush administration, I'm sure, is to start twisting arms in NATO and around the world to have countries pony up this money. At the end of the day, though, it's going to have to be a significant American contribution.
The last 2 months have been among the deadliest in Afghanistan for American troops. Is what we're seeing now a response to that, an acknowledgement of that? And should we expect the strategy and the way that the U.S. policy in Afghanistan has been working to change?
Well, I think that these two decisions are both an acknowledgement that things have not been going well, but also pretty interesting signs of the evolving new strategy. Greater reliance on Afghan forces, greater reliance on trainers, even in advance of more American combat troops coming in. I think we're also going to see a real influx of surveillance platforms, both manned planes and the remotely piloted vehicles like Predator and Reaper, because they've learned in Iraq that these surveillance planes really increase the combat capability without putting more troops on the ground.
Tom,
that's the kind of mission we'll have over the next year.
Tom, really quickly, the Afghan army hasn't really been organized since Soviet times. I'm wondering if there are any models for the organization of the troops that would come from that period, or is it really something that the NATO is reinventing here?
NATO and the U.S. is really reinventing it. It's a good question. There's never been a national Afghan sensibility for the military, just warlords and tribal groups. So they are trying to create a new military, just like they're trying to create a new national government.
Tom Shanker, many thanks for that update.
Thank you.
Tom Shanker reports for the New York Times, and he was coming to us from Washington, D.C. But today is all about the Olympics.
Today is all about the Olympics. In honor of the Olympics, which are beginning even as we speak, the ceremonies are underway. We're asking everybody, you know, what event do you medal in? What do you get a bronze in? What do you get a silver in? What do you get a gold in? Everybody has a medal event.
Cricket. All right. Nice. Congrats. Would you be gold, silver, or bronze in cricket?
Silver.
Silver medal
silver
in cricket.
Medal.
It's a guy on 6th Avenue 2 days ago.
I wonder what you'd have to do to get a gold medal in cricket. Well, critics, a lot of people get gold medals being critical.
Whatever your event is, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll put your medal ceremony on the air, or call us, or write us at the website at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.